USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The crowd cheers as President Trump leaves the hospital briefly, waving from an SUV. Earlier, he tweeted out a video.
I learned a lot about COVID. I learned it by really going to school. This is the real school. This isn't the let's read the book school. And I get it, and I understand it.
The big question now is who in the high ranks of government may have been exposed to COVID-19. The president's national security advisor says efforts are ongoing. Robert O'Brien says the White House medical staff is working to find out through contact tracing if top government officials are at risk. On CBS's Face the Nation, he said, in the meantime,
people are getting tested on a regular basis. I've seen a number of my colleagues here this morning who've tested negative for 3 or 4 straight days in a row.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
At least a dozen people linked to events attended by President Trump over the past week have tested positive for COVID-19. Among the events that appeared to be linked to the spread of the virus are the announcement of Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court on September 26th in the White House Rose Garden. The president announced he tested positive early Friday morning. Since then, others have also announced they're testing positive, including Senator Mike Lee of Utah and Tom Tillis of North Carolina. They were sitting near each other at the Amy Coney Barrett announcement. They also serve on the Senate Judiciary Committee. At least 7 people attending the event have tested positive, including First Lady Melania Trump, University of Notre Dame President Reverend John Jenkins, former White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway, and a reporter. Amy Coney Barrett tested negative for COVID-19 on Friday, though she and her husband Jesse had recovered from the virus over the summer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called on major airlines to halt planned furloughs, saying she anticipates an agreement with the White House in the next round of economic stimulus that will provide relief for struggling carriers. She told MSNBC she hopes President Trump's coronavirus diagnosis will help open Republicans to seeing the Democrat side in the negotiations. Pelosi has locked horns with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows for weeks over a new line of stimulus funding to help those impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. House Democrats passed their latest version of the HEROES Act on Thursday, which provides $2.2 trillion in aid, about $1 trillion less than their first version of the bill, which was passed in May. The bill includes restarting $600 in weekly unemployment benefits through January and a second round of $1,200 payments mailed to Americans, as well as a $500 check for dependents. It also sets aside $182 billion for grade schools, $39 billion for post-secondary institutions, $57 billion for child care support, and would add funds to the Paycheck Protection Program. It also sets aside $25 billion for airlines whose funding under the previous CARES Act expired. She said the full Congress will either pass a comprehensive stimulus package or the House will approve standalone legislation helping the airlines. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.